In today's fast-paced world, finding the balance between high productivity and low stress can seem impossible because many of us find ourselves overwhelmed by the endless to-do lists, the tight deadlines, and the constant pressure to perform. But what if there were unconventional methods that could help you maximize your efficiency while minimizing stress? Welcome to Ignoring the Rules, where I explore the groundbreaking ideas and strategies that can elevate your business. I'm Wayne Robertson, and today I want to dive into a topic that's on everybody's mind, productivity. But not just any productivity, I'm talking about extreme strategies for achieving stress-free productivity. In this episode, I want to explore radical approaches to productivity that challenge the conventional wisdom. I want to look at innovative techniques and tools and mindsets that can help you streamline your workflow, eliminate stressors, and achieve a state of effortless efficiency. Whether it's through optimizing your environment, harnessing the power of technology, or adopting unconventional time management practices, we'll uncover the secrets to working smarter, not harder. So join me as we embark on this journey together to discover how to transform your productivity and enjoy a more balanced, stress-free professional life. So grab your headphones and get ready to be inspired. Let's explore the extreme strategies that will help you achieve stress-free productivity and take your performance to the next level. This podcast session is about a tough problem, stressed out employees. If you manage a team, I can guarantee that you will have stressed out employees. It may go from slightly stressed to heavily stressed. As a leader, you cannot ignore these problems. And as a team member, you can help others on your team that are stressed out. You know, frazzled is the universe's way of saying time to rethink everything. And let's look at the roadmap. And going from frazzled to fantastic, because nobody wants their legacy to be stressed and slightly behind schedule. No thanks. Why extreme strategies? Well, because doing the same old thing isn't going to make your to-do list magically disappear. Hey, the following story is fictional, but it's based on real events, but I can keep the actual activities confidential. But it explores how to keep things less frazzled. In the bustling headquarters of Technoinnovate, a leading technology firm, the air buzzed with excitement of a new project. And at the helm was Jason Carter, a seasoned project manager known for his innovative approaches and his keen understanding of his team. The project was codenamed Serenity, and it was aimed to develop the state-of-the-art software for stress management and mental wellness. So, from the onset, the project was ambitious, with tight deadlines and high expectations. But as the weeks went by, Jason began to notice signs of stress among his team members. Emily, who was a brilliant coder, had started making uncharacteristic mistakes. And Raj, the database expert, seemed withdrawn and less communicative. Maria, the lead designer, was visibly anxious and often worked late into the night. And determined to address these issues, Jason decided to take a proactive approach. He began by holding one-on-one meetings with each team member to understand their concerns and stressors. And during a meeting with Emily, Jason gently asked, "Emily, I've noticed you seem a bit off lately. Is everything okay?" Emily sighed, "It's just the pressure, Jason. The deadlines are tight, and I feel like I'm constantly running behind." In his conversation with Raj, Jason learned that Raj was overwhelmed by the sheer volume of work and the expectation to always be available. Maria, on the other hand, confided that she felt isolated and missed the camaraderie they used to have before the project ramped up. So, armed with this information, Jason knew he needed to implement changes, not only to help his team manage their stress, but also to ensure the project's success. He devised a multifaceted approach that would address the individual needs while fostering a supportive team environment. So starting out, he introduced flexible working hours and remote work options. He encouraged his team to take breaks and manage their workload in a way that suited their personal rhythm. And for those feeling isolated, he organized regular virtual coffee breaks and team-building activities to rebuild the sense of community. Also, Jason implemented a buddy system where he paired team members to provide mutual support and share their workloads. Emily was paired with Raj, and their collaboration not only reduced their individual stress, but it also led to innovative solutions to some of the project's technical challenges. And to tackle the problem of excessive work hours, Jason instituted a strict no overtime policy. He made it clear he valued their health and well-being over meeting arbitrary deadlines. He also provided resources for mental health support, including access to a company-sponsored counselor and stress management workshops. And recognizing the importance of a healthy work environment, he pushed for broader changes within the company. He presented a comprehensive plan to the senior management. He emphasized the long-term benefits of investing in employee well-being. And also his proposal included regular mental health check-ins, stress management training for all employees, and a company-wide wellness program. Hey, the management, to be honest, was initially skeptical, but they were finally convinced by Jason's data-driven approach. He presented evidence showing happier, healthier employees were more productive and less likely to burn out, leading to better project outcomes and lower turnover rates. And with the new measures in place, Jason's team began to thrive. Emily's coding errors diminished, Raj became more communicative and engaged, and Maria regained her creative spark. The project progressed smoothly, and the team delivered the Serenity software suite on time, and they received accolades for its innovative approach to stress management. So, reflecting on the journey, Jason realized that the key to managing stress lay in the understanding and addressing the individual needs of his team members while fostering a supportive and flexible work environment. And by prioritizing their well-being, he not only ensured the project's success, but also set a new standard for how Technoinnovate approached the employee wellness. And as he stood before his team, presenting the successful launch of Project Serenity, he felt a great sense of accomplishment. He said, "Thank you, everyone, for your hard work and dedication." He said, "This success is not just about the software that we created, but it's about how we supported each other and grew stronger as a team." And with that, Technoinnovate embarked on a new chapter, one where employee well-being was at the forefront of corporate culture, thanks to the innovative and compassionate leadership of Jason Carter. So in today's discussion, I want to explore why you simply cannot get top quality work from employees that are buckling under stress. And it seems obvious, but guess what? Many people are running this way. Because it's not just about meeting deadlines. It's about how the work gets done, at what cost to the employee's well-being. I'm also going to share actionable insights on how management can play a crucial role in alleviating this stress. From introducing flexible working hours and mindfulness training to fostering an open dialogue about mental health, management can create an environment where employees feel supported and valued. And so whether you're a manager looking to nurture a healthier team or an employee seeking strategies to manage your own stress, this episode is for you. So how do we get this all done? Helping a stressed out employee requires a manager to be supportive, understanding, and proactive. So here are some ideas on how that can happen. First, you start with open communication. Kind of obvious, but how many actually do it? And encourage open communication between you and the employee. Create a safe space for them to express their concerns and feelings without fear and judgment. Actively listen to the employee's concerns and validate their feelings and let them know that you understand their situation and are there to support them. Also, you want to identify the sources of stress. Work with the employee to identify the specific sources of stress in their work environment or their personal life. And understanding their root causes can help you develop effective solutions. You also need to provide emotional support. Offer empathy, compassion, and reassurance to the employees. Let them know that it's okay to feel stressed and that you're there to help them through it. Also, you want to provide practical support. By helping the employee prioritize tasks, delegate responsibilities, or maybe adjust the deadlines to alleviate some of the workload. And also remind the employee of the importance of self-care and encourage them to engage in activities that promote well-being, such as exercise or spending time with friends. And emphasize the importance of maintaining a healthy work-life balance. Encourage the employee to set boundaries between work and personal life and to take regular breaks to recharge. And you can direct the employees to resources or support services that may be available in your organization that can help them. And the most important, I think, is to lead by example. Model healthy stress management behaviors yourself. And create a supportive work culture where employees feel comfortable seeking help when needed. And you need to remember that every individual's experience with stress is unique. So it's important to tailor your approach to their needs and preferences. By being proactive and empathetic and supportive, you can help your stressed-out employee navigate their challenges and also thrive in the workplace. So how do we build an emotionally healthy team and what the environment takes to do that? Well, starting by promoting open communication. The team members need to have honest communication among each other and with you. You need to create a culture where team members feel comfortable expressing their thoughts and their feelings and their concerns without fear of judgment. You also need to build trust in the team by being transparent, reliable, and trustworthy yourself. Encourage collaboration and teamwork, and avoid micromanaging or fostering a competitive environment. And foster empathy and understanding among the team members by encouraging them to consider each other's perspectives and feelings, and encourage everyone to do active listening and validation. And you want to offer support to team members both professionally and personally. Be available to lend a listening ear or to offer guidance or provide resources to help the team members overcome the challenges they may be facing. And also encourage a healthy work-life balance by respecting boundaries and supporting flexible work arrangements when possible. Because you want to encourage team members to take breaks, prioritize self-care, and disconnect from the work outside of office hours. It'll pay off for you. Now, this one is hard for some folks, but you want to acknowledge and appreciate the contributions of team members on a regular basis. You want to celebrate successes and milestones and achievements and publicly recognize the efforts of individual team members. And also create a positive and supportive work environment by promoting positivity and optimism and a sense of belonging. You want to encourage laughter and shared experiences among the team members. So they may not be great friends, but they can be great colleagues. There will be conflicts, so address the conflicts and disagreements promptly and constructively, and encourage people to have open dialogue, just not to tear each other down, and facilitate respectful communication so you can resolve these conflicts. Usually it's a misunderstanding or some other problem that you can fix fairly quickly. And you want to support personal and professional growth by providing opportunities for learning or development. People want to achieve more, and you can help them. And again, I'm back to the most important thing. If you're a leader, the values of emotional health and well-being need to be done by yourself. You want to demonstrate empathy, demonstrate resilience, and demonstrate self-awareness, and model healthy behaviors for your team. And by implementing these strategies, you can create a team environment that prioritizes emotional health, well-being, fostering a culture of support, collaboration, and resilience. And so that wraps up this episode of Ignoring the Rules. I've tackled the pressing issues of employee stress, understanding not just the profound impact it has on both personal well-being and business outcomes, but also how we can support and revitalize stressed employees to help them thrive as contributors to our projects and goals. And I discussed a variety of strategies that management can implement, from improving work-life balance with flexible schedules to fostering a supportive culture that recognizes mental health. Because remember, the path to recovery and resilience begins with recognizing the signs of stress and taking proactive steps to address them. So thank you for joining me and gaining the tools needed to help the team not just manage, but conquer workplace stress. And please go to WayneRobertson.com for the latest news, episodes, and additional information about the new world of getting projects done. I also welcome comments from the podcast episodes and subjects you would like to see in future episodes. I don't have all the answers, and some days I wonder if I have any. So I'm always happy to learn and see your comments. We're all in this together, and the more we share information, the better off we'll be. Let us all know what you found that works in your projects. And let's get together next time on Ignoring the Rules podcast.